Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. Anthony Scaramucci is not afraid to admit his failures as an entrepreneur. The founder and managing partner of investment firm Skybridge Capital says it's a journey that matters, and that being an entrepreneur means accepting that some things, including successes and failures, are out of your control. A hard but necessary question that entrepreneurs have to ask themselves is if they can live with the worst case scenario. In a time of crisis, Scaramucci's advice is to clear your mind, accept all possible outcomes, and to dial down fear-based instincts so that you focus on being aggressive in business. Listen to, as they call him, the Mooch.
To speak with absolute veracity to future entrepreneurs, current entrepreneurs, or potential ones, what you have to know about your life is if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to accept that some of your success or failure is providential. There's only so many things that are inside your control. You can work hard, you can build a nice relationship network, you can sell good products, but you have to have the right environment to work inside of, and some of that's beyond your control. You know, we can't predict terrorist attacks like 9/11 or debacles like the WorldCom accounting disaster, the Enron accounting disaster of 01 to 03, the 2008 global financial crisis. None of these things that we can predict. And so you have to live your life recognizing that a sense of your life is out of control. That's hard for the average person, but that's par for the course for the entrepreneur. Running a business, the first thing you have to do is you have to drop your ego and your self-identity of whatever it is you think about yourself. And so there was great sadness that I had while my business was failing, because my self-pity was at a scale of 1 to 10. It was at a 16. And what was the self-pity? My God, I went to Harvard Law School. I should be doing way better than I'm doing. And my business is failing. And woe is me, woe is me. So the first thing you have to do is you have to drop all of your self-pity and you have to accept your journey in life. The second thing you have to do is you have to stop comparing yourself to everybody else. I think that is a huge dangerous thing that business leaders do and even competitive athletes do. And then once you're able to do both of those things, then your mind clears up. And once your mind clears up and you start to accept that there are so many things about the next forward steps of your life that are uncertain, no matter what you do, no matter how brilliant you are, you could still fail. And you're comfortable with that, then you finally have made it as an entrepreneur. Because at the end of the day, Steve Jobs has had his set of failures. People don't remember this about Bill Gates, but his first operating system failed. He had to go to Digital Research in Seattle and buy that and change it from DR-DOS to MS-DOS. And so every great entrepreneur, if they are being honest with you, will tell you about disastrous things that happen. The Michael Dell's notebooks. We're talking about this Galaxy 7 catching on fire. In 1993, Michael Dell's notebooks were catching on fire, it bursting into flames, and his stock went from 41 to 7, and he had to recreate the entire business right there. And so every entrepreneur will tell you when they're going through crisis, number one, clear your mind, accept whatever the possible outcome will be, and then the steps that you have to take are non-fear-based. And that's the biggest problem for people, because we all have these fears. You have to remember, you're in a 100,000-year-old piece of machinery that hasn't had really any real major evolution in the last 100,000 years. So your personage, you know, you're the same person that was walking around in ancient Rome. So you're filled with all these primordial instincts. You've got to dial down your fear-based instincts, and you got to focus on being aggressive in a time of crisis. Because if you don't do that, you have a very high likelihood of failure. You have to say to yourself, what is the worst that could possibly happen? And then can I live with what is the worst that could possibly happen? I've got buddies of mine I graduated from law school with. They went on to investment banking. And the worst thing that could have ever happened to them is any scintilla of failure. Any scintilla of failure. And so, therefore, they're not going to take any risk, and they're going to stay in this little bubble of what I would call the establishment complacency. And I've got friends of mine that are like, okay, I'm going to try this thing. They fail two or three times in different businesses, and now they're very successful. And so you have to ask yourself self-diagnostically, what is the worst thing that could possibly happen, and can I live with the worst thing that could possibly happen? I'm comfortable walking into the cocktail party and saying, yes, I am a middle-aged has-been. I happen to suck as an entrepreneur. I'm also comfortable walking into the party saying that, you know what, I tried my hardest, and for me it was the journey that was way more important to me than the destination or the status related to whatever the positive outcome is. You've got to have a thick skin, and you have to steel yourself for whatever is going to be out there that could be potentially against you. And so for me, those are two big lessons I share with people. Drop the elitism. Try to get out into the public and understand what is going on in society. It'll make you a better person and more prepared. And number two, if people are railing against you or saying nasty things, what other people think of you is none of your business. Who cares? Just go out and live your life and do what you think makes sense for yourself. The world has completely changed with Big Think and all these other social media websites and Facebook and Twitter. You better get out there and define yourself before other people define you. So you've got to accept yourself. You've got to recognize that, be self-aware. Okay, you're really not that important. Let me give you the news flash. And the universe doesn't care if you're successful or not. And so you shouldn't either. You should just follow your journey. But if you're an entrepreneur, you got to be bold and you got to think very, very big. Otherwise, what are you doing it for? Have you ever been to a Donald Trump rally?
Only the Trump campaign understands how popular Donald Trump is and what his path to re-election might be.
Have you ever been to a Bernie Sanders rally?
Power to the people! Power!
Let me tell you something. You know, we can sit in a salon like this and we can self-talk to each other and we can insulate ourselves with what we think are the right ideas or the best ideas, but the average person is hurting out there. And so they're looking for something more disruptive or something more change-oriented. So if you are a media personality or you're a CEO and people are telling you, you have to be more of a media personality, you better be authentic.
That's awesome. Now, for more about Anthony Scaramucci, simply search YouTube. Anthony can be found on Twitter at Scaramucci as well. Anthony's famous book, Goodbye Gordon Gekko, can be found at Amazon.com. And I'll be sure to leave a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today, you've been hanging out with Anthony the Mooch Scaramucci. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show, and thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Ballin. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. And find more great content online at georgeballick.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Ballick. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.